They'll make it clean, the yatki pure, the amrig zvin. Like, I'll make sure this sale is 100% good sale. Ilan, this one. Inun, the kark itself, the yamleyem, the shechayu. Any work or any shraf that you put into the kaka, if it's taken away from you, I'll make sure you get it back. The ikum kodomach, I'll make sure it'll be in front of you. Utsvi zvin adinon, and this good sale, the kibbaloy, and I accept it upon myself. So the kid said, that's what he wrote in the shtar achrayis, clearly. He told Lakeith that in case this field is taken away from you, don't worry, I'll pay you back for the field itself, and I'll pay you back for any work that you put into the shtar. So Rashi says, V'chivon di al mecher, di al moicher hoder, ka vishvocho ba choyim Lakeith. Yeah. So Rashi says, the inu v'lein v'zor, means v'chivon di al moicher, hoder, yegove shvocho ba choyim Lakeith. Since the locher is that the Lakeith has the right to get the shvach back from the moicher, therefore the bal choiv of the moicher has the right to take away the shvach, because the bal choiv is not ruining it for this new lokeach. This new lokeach, when the shvach is taken away, he'll go and collect it back from the moicher. So since the moicher owes it to the lokeach, therefore it goes back that the bal choiv is allowed to take it away. Oh, malei ravacha bar avin rov elamiyatir, so maton, in the case where Reuven gives his kark away for a present, and now Reuven still owes other people money. He doesn't have money to pay up. So they're going to want to come now and take away this matana. So you want to tell me, since when he gives somebody a matana, you don't write up such a big shtar achrayis, his hochi namid le'torach shvacha. If so, it comes out that this person that received the present, right? Let's say the present is taken away from him. There's no achrayis. He doesn't get the money back. So in such a case, the Baal Chayv has no right to take away the shvach from this mekabel matana. Because like you're ruining it for this mekabel. So his makabah now is putting money into the field. And if you take it away, you Baal Chayv, he won't get his money back. So you want to tell me if so, the Baal Chayv has no right to take it away. Omele, he said back to him, in yes, you're right. The actual present that he received, that's not called he's losing, because he got it for nothing. Now when the Baal Chayv takes it away, the Baal Chayv has a right to take it away. But that the shvach that he put in, that you can't take away from him. So he says, true, we don't take it away. For the Gemara, v'chiyofa koyach ma'ator minecher, is a present better than a sale? Omalei in, yes, yofa v'yofa, this type of a svar it is. Because the svar is, if you, the lakeach, or the makabah maton, is not going to lose out, so then we could take away the shvach from you, and you go and receive it back from the meicher. But I only gave it to you for present. Then if it's taken away from you, you're not going to get it back. So then the svar is, the Baal Chayv has no right to ruin you. Where does the Baal Chayv get a right to take it away from you? He has no right to take it away. Omer of Nachum says, Ishno, Homas Nitzin, Mephanel, Mashmul. There's a bright set of Sarayah to Mashmut. For Huna Chavrin, Mukun, Lobimili Akrina. But according to Huna, the Huna Chavrin, they say, no, the bright is no Raya. They say it's talking about something else. Well, soon see, what was this bright? We wanted to bring a right to Mashmul that holds, a Baal Chayv has the right to take away the Shvach. The Tanya, we learn like this. Hamoich Yesod Lechaveru, somebody sells a field to his friend, Varehi Yaitzim Metachas Yodai. And now it's taken away from you. Kishu goiva, when the lokeach collects the achrayis from the meicher, goiva is the kerem nechasim mishibodim. He collects the kerem, the money, the kark was worth from the shibodim. If the meicher sold other property, he can take it away. For shvach, that is taking away the shvach from the lokeach, that much money, goiva nechasim necharin. He could only collect from nechasim necharin. So Pashto, we thought Pshanah's brayis, we're talking about a Baal Chayv. So you see clearly, the Baal Chayv takes away the shvach, a riot is Shmuel. But v'hu necharv mukla b'mili achrini, they learn shatia differently. That v'lakeach mi gazlin, we're not talking about a Baal Chayv, we're talking about where the gazlin sold it to somebody else. And the lakeach now put shvach into the field. So now the nigzal takes it all away. Since it's taken away from the nigzal takes it away, now the lakeach has the right to go back to the gazlin, and he has to pay him both keren and shvach. Tani, you learn another price like this. Hamoich is sod lechaver, if you sell your field to your friend, v'yeshvichoy, and your friend had lakeach, and put money into it. He works on the field, he's mashvich, and makes the field worth much more. Ubo Baal Chayv, and now the moiches Baal Chayv comes. V'torfo, like he goes to the moicher, he has no money to pay up. So he says, okay, I'm going to take away the field that you just sold. So the Baal Chayv takes away the field from the lakeach. Kishu Goyv, it says, now when lakeach comes to collect his money back from the moicher, vice says it was back right, so it sounds like this. If the improvement in the field was worth more than the actual investment that you put in, you have a right to collect the shvach, how much it was improved, from the Baal HaKarka. The hayitziya, and the investment that you put in, that you get back from the Baal Chayv. The Baal Chayv has to pay you, because because the yitzia that he has your yitzia. When you get the money back from the moicher, he has to pay you mi balkarka, the shvach he gets from the balkarka. Right? That's the shvach mi balkarka, ma shoydef al yitzia. There is the actual yitzia, the actual seeds that you pay to put in, that you get back from the balkhoi. But more than that, what the karka was improved, that the moicher has to pay you back. But what about v'im ha'yitzia yisera al shvach? Let's say, no, the money you put in was more expensive than you improved the actual field. Ein lo yelo hoitzor. Ein lo yelo hoitzor, shir shvach mi balkhoi. Then you only have a right to get how much improvement of the field was from the balchayv. So here you see clearly that the balchayv does not have a right to take away the shvach from the lekeach. It says clearly here the balchayv has to pay back the shvach to the lekeach. So you see, you can't take away the shvach. So Marin says, "Vashmul b'may mukim lo." What is Shmuel Lam Shana's brayso over here? Evil lekeach mi gazlin. If it's talking about just bought it from a gazlin, kasheration at the kasheration. The Yom Hashmul or Shmuel Shita is lekeach mi gazlin less leishvacha. Shmuel holds when the Gazdan sold to somebody else, and then it's taken away from him, he can't collect shvach at all, because it's mechzei keribis. And the Reish's Mashmi does get a shvach when the shvach is more than the Yitzhiyah. So it can't go, according to Shmuel, it can't be talking about a Gazdan. Even Balchayv, if it's talking about a Balchayv, Kashi Reish is safe, it's a Kashi both. The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says, Balchayv goyves a shvach. Because the Shmuel holds, the Balchayv has the right to take away the whole shvach from the Lokeach. And here it's mashma that the balchayv has to pay the lekeach. He can't take away the shvach. The balchayv has to pay the lekeach something. So it's going to see how would Shmuel learn here? Shmuel says, "E boy, same one teretz is like this." But lekeach mi gazlin. No, we're talking about that Reuven, the gazlin, the smicher, sold it to somebody else. So if so, I Shmuel says then that the lekeach can't collect shvach at all. So I tell you, like we answered before, Shmuel agreed that if the Gazlan himself could pay back with karka, then he has to pay him back for the shvach. Hinami wrote, like I said before, if they made a kinyan first, also it's not mechzik ribis, this would also be mutter. So even according to Shmuel, there are cases by a Gazlan that he does collect the shvach. So that's from this brayser over here, that the Gazlan sold it to a lekeach, and then the lekeach put shvach investments into the karka, so when the karka is taken away from the lekeach, he has the right to collect the shvach from the Gazlan. When he has karka, konam yodai. He boyas him in the territory like this. Really, the balchayv. We're talking about no balchayv. Aye, the question is then, Shmuel says the balchayv has a right to take away all the shvach. And here it's mashmuno, the balchayv has to pay him for the shvach. The balchayv can't take away the improvement that lekeach himself put into the karka. So Shmuel says, lekashia, kan bishvach hamagia liksofim. If the shvach, like this lekeach that bought the field, he plowed there and planted there. Now, what he planted grew up already. And if Lagrashi says, currently cut there, the tfuah, the wheat is ready to be cut down already. That's called a magilik sofim. It's ready to carry on your shoulders to take it home. Then the balchayv can't take it away. That's called lekeach has a right to keep it. But kan v'shvach she'ein magilik sofim. If it didn't reach the gilik sofim yet, then it's like bottle to the karka. Then the balchayv has a right to take it away. So Rashi says, currently cut there, it's ready to be cut off. That's like ready Paris. Then the Balchayv can't take it unless he pays for the money you put into it. And that's what we said before, Shmuel holds, that the Balchayv could take away the whole Shvach. That's if the Shvach did not completely develop yet, it's only young Paris and not ripe yet. Therefore, that's more bottle to the karka, because since the Balchayv has the right to take away this karka for his Chayv, he can even take away those Shvach also. Shred the Gemara, no. There are stories every single day. For Komagvi Shmuel, Shmuel says the Baal Chayv has a right to take away the property and collect afilu b'shvacha megilik sofim. Even if the Paris are completely grown already, still the Baal Chayv has a right to take it away. So the theory here, the Baraita says the Baal Chayv can't take it away. Tomorrow says another Paris, Lekasha. Ho demasik lekishir ar yoshvacha. When the Baal Chayv knows this moicher owes somebody $1,000. Now the field that was sold was only worth $900. So the Balchayv says, listen, if I take away this field, I'm still not getting paid up. You owe me $1,000, this field's only worth $900. But the shvach that the person put into the field is another $100. So now the field's worth $1,000. So in such a case, when the lekeach has a right, when the Balchayv has a right to collect $1,000, he has a right to take away the whole shvach. Even the shvach that's a gilik sofim, still is called meshubit for the chayv. Ho, but when does the Braisa say that the Balchayv has to pay for the shvach? Ho, the le masik veyele kishir ayah. That's called that the loan was $1,000. and the field is worth $1,000. So the extra money that he put into the field, that's like you have no right to take it away. So you want to take it away because you're taking away the karka. So automatically you're getting the shvach also. But for that you have to pay, because that you have no right to take away his shvach, because that's more than the choy was worth. So therefore, diyoyev le shvacha. You have to pay him then for the shvach, the money that he spent in his field. And then you can get rid of him. So therefore there's no stira according to Shmuel. The Baal Chayv has a right to take away the kark and the shvach as long as that's as much as his chayv was. So Marth, it depends. Hanicha is only good. Hanicha l'mandiyam, according to the mandiyam it holds, if the lakeach has money, le'motzi misalik le'lebal chayv, he can't take away the Baal Chayv. Sharpa, then it's very good. So Rashi says, really there's a pluk thing among subis. That yist le'zuz lakeach, le'froya chayv. Like what happened here? Reuven once borrowed $1,000. And then Reuven has his own property. He sold it to Shimon. Shimon bought the property off Reuven. Now the Baal Chayv, the one that Reuven borrowed $1,000 for, wants the money back from Reuven. Reuven says, I have no money. So that person has a right to go to Shimon and take away the property that he bought off Reuven. Now what's going to be if Shimon likes the property very much? So could Shimon tell this Baal Chayv, listen, the whole thing is that Reuven owes you $1,000. You know what? I'll pay you $1,000. Leave the property by me. Let me keep the property. I'll pay you back the $1,000. So the machlekes if the lakeach has to listen to him or not. So anich leman diyami yist lezuz lakeach. If lakeach has money, lematzim mesalik le. Not lebal chayv. Nothing doing. He has no right to push away the bal chayv. If the bal chayv wants to, he could say, "Listen, I have a right to take back this karka. That's it. I'm taking back the karka. I'm going to keep it." So the Rashi says, "Shap." Rashi says, "The maslamei madeich the yesh karka moiser bal chayv." Then the case where, let's say, this karka now is worth a little bit more than your chayv, still you have a right to take the karka away from the lokeach. Just you'll have to pay him for the extra money. Then it's good. But according to the mandiyam, it says ki isle zuz lokeach. If this lokeach, this Shimon that bought the field or Reuven, has money now, so motzim misalig le bal chayv. If he likes the karka so much, he has a right to say to the bal chayv of Reuven, listen. True, you have a right to take away this karka, but it's only because Reuven owes you money. That $1,000, I'll pay it up to you. So if Shimon has the money, he can pay it up. So namely, let now Shimon say to this Baal Chayv, listen, Ilu heavily zuzi, if I would have had money, heavy mesakina mekuliyarya, I could throw you off my whole karka. All right, turn over. Again, let Shimon, the Sakech, now say back to the Baal Chayv like this. Ilu heavily zuzi, if I would have had money, heavy misakina mikuliyarya, I would throw you off the whole property. Because if the lakeach has money, he has a right to pay up the chayv. Hashtad lesli zuzi, true. Right now I don't have any money. Hashtad lesli zuzi, havli garva the arya. Let me at least keep the one small piece of his land. The arya of this land, shir shabchoy. How much of my shvach I put into it? In other words, here the maestro was, you had $1,000 loan. Now this kaka that I bought was worth $1,000. I put shvach, I invested, I put it fertilized, I did things to the kaka. Now the kaka is worth $1,100. So what right do you have to take away this whole kaka from me? Like, really the kaka is mine. If I would have money, I could just pay you money, I would have a right to keep it. See, even though I don't have money to pay you up, you only have a right to get your value of $1,000 worth out of here. So what you should have to do is take most of the property, but only $1,000 worth of this property, one small part, like the $100 worth of property, should have to leave by me. How can you have a right to take away the whole karka? Just the shvach, you pay me back how much money I put in. No, the lakeach has the upper hand. He should have a right to say, you cannot take away from me more than $1,000 worth. And since it's worth $1,100 now, this field, you can't get the whole field. So how come Shmuel says no? The Brisa says then he has the right to take away the whole field. So the Marin says, we're talking about over here, when Reuven first borrowed the money from his Baal Chayv, he made this field a special apoytiki. Apoytiki means the omale. He said to this malva, I'm telling you now, like I'm designating clearly one karka. This is the karka you should be able to go and collect from. That's called an apoytiki. So when I make an apoytiki, when I first borrow the money, I told the malva, this one karka is the karka that you can really take away from me. That's a very strong shibud. So then even though, like, then this Reuven, the loiva, sells his field, Now when the Malva comes and collects this field, the Loiva can't pay money to take away the field. Because when the field was made in Nafotiki to the Malva, then the Baal, everybody agrees that the Baal Chayv has the right to come and take away the field. This Lakeach now cannot pay money for it. Rashi says, Tishavin alei Loiva la Baal Chayv Apotiki lo Arya. The Akol Mayim, everybody agrees, when you make an Apotiki, the heavy le Zuzu Lakeach, the heavy Matzim Asalik. Here everybody agrees that in the case where they made an Apotiki, you can't take the Karka away. When you can't stop the Baal Chayv from taking away the karka. Right. What's going to be now? Hikar bo shena shaloi. Let's say Reuven realizes, or even Rashi says, lakev the karka zu. Reuven the Gazlin sold the field to Shimon. And Shimon realized that this was stolen goods, and still he paid money for it. Vulokha. We'll soon see why he did it. Yes, yeah, so Shimon understood this was stolen goods, and still he paid money for it. Some Rav Rav says, moyus yeshloi shrachen loi. He has the right to get back his money, but not the shrach that he puts into the field. The shrach he can't get. Rashi says, when the Gnigzal takes the field away, this Lakech has the right to get his money back from the Gazlan. But not the Shvach. Rashi says, Shakaka zu ain't a Kanila, because it's not your Kaka, you knew it. Therefore, the Shvach that you're wasting, you're putting your Shvach in somebody else's field. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, you can't get your money back either. Why? Because you knew it was stolen goods, so why do you pay for it? So Rashi says, but my kid, what's the Machlokes over here? Rav Sav Rav Ozodi Mudea Shakaka ain't loy. The person knows that this karka is not his. Like he knows he's buying stolen goods. So what do you give the money for? So Gama ben Oslo Shum Pekodin. I'm giving you the money to hold on for me. I'm giving it to you for Pekodin. And therefore later I want it back. It's Sova Leimele Lashum Pekodin. Let me say right away, I'm giving it to you to hold on to money for me. Sova, I'm afraid, Leimele Kabel, maybe you won't hold on to me. Because when I gave you the money, so I knew that this is stolen karka. I knew that eventually the karka is going to be taken away from me, and I'm going to ask you back for the money. I just want you to hold on to the money. I can't hold on to too much money right now. So I'm asking you like to hold on to the money. I won, I tell you, I'm afraid maybe you won't accept. But therefore I have a right to get my money back. But Shmuel 7-0, Odim Yodeya Shekaka Reinlo, a person knows that the karka is stolen goods, he's not going to keep this karka. So the Gavav Benoslo Shumatana, when you gave the money, you meant to give him a present, therefore you can't get money back. I, the namely, say clearly, Shumatana, the Mara says, faithfully, Milsul, be embarrassed to take them presents. That's why he gives it to him, but really he meant to give him a present, that's why he can't get the money back. For the Gemara, this Svarav, Pliga Bachadis, we had this Machlekas already once. Give me, we learned. If you marry your sister, so you know the Gdushin is not Chal. Rav Amar Rav says, Moyes Chayzah, you get your money back. You gave your ring, you get the ring back. Shmuel Amar, no, Moyes Matana, the money's a Matana. Rav Amar Moyes Chayzah, you get the money back. Everybody knows you can't marry your sister. The government doesn't show Makodin. What do you give her the ring for? Sham told on to watch it for you, that's all. The name of Lashem Pekodin, I tell it clearly, Lashem Pekodin. So, but you'll think, Lashem Pekodin, you know, she won't accept it from you. But you only gave it to the hold on, that's why you have right to collect it later. I'm giving you a present. Everybody knows you can't marry your sister. So what do you give it to for a present? For the Gemara of Shematana, say clear, I'm giving it for a present. You're embarrassed, maybe she won't accept it. Therefore you're saying like this. So what are we two machlokes for? I need both machlokes in. I'm only here now, first case. For all cover Rav, in the first case, Rav says he gave the money for the Kodin. Why? Like you don't give money to a Gazlin. But the first case was, you know it's stolen fields. So you don't give a Gazlin a present. So therefore, there Rav says that he gets the money back. Maybe when you get married to your sister. Maybe there Rav might let Shmuel. Maybe Rav will agree to Shmuel. That since you know you can't marry your sister, so when he gave her the ring, maybe Rav would agree. You meant to give it to her a present. So I need a second machlokes. No, even there Rav says it's not a present. And if he's a Mach, would have just said the machlokes like Kedushin. But how come Shmuel over here? Shmuel says, when you give your sister the ring, you mean to give her a present. But in the first case, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav that when you buy the field off a Gazlin, you don't mean to give him a present. Maybe the money was a Pekodin, Tzricha. That's what needs Machlokes both ways. Now the Gemara is Tamazoy. Bein Rav, Bein Pekodin, both according to Rav. It's a very modern case here. Shimon knew that Reuven has stolen fields. So Shimon bought the field off Reuven. How did Shimon have right to buy the field and use the field? So Bein Rav, it says the money you give him for a Pekodin, okay. Bein Shmuel, Bein Matana. But highly out you, B'mai Konochis. How do you have a right, Shimon? How do you have a right to go down to this field right now? You know it's stolen goods. Oh, Paris, Echi Yochel, how could you eat these Paris? Like, if you know it's not Reuven's, how could you go down and use the field? So, some of you just thought like this. I realize it's not my field. I know it's not mine. But I just feel I'm going to do the same thing that the Gazlan would have done. Listen, the Gazlan's in the field right now. He was going to eat the Paris.
So I'm going to do the same thing he was going to do. And like the Mor's lesson is that L'chiyosi Mor the Yariya, when the owner of the field comes back, Zuzin Heve, it's only that the person is holding my money. And the Rav Diyamat Pekodin, according to Rav, when the person gave the money to the Gazlan, gave it to him with Teresa Pekodin, so he'll get the money back. The Shmuel, the Yom Matana, Matana, according to Shmuel, that says he gave the money with Teresa Matana, will remain a Matana. And the divorce speaks out that the Pshat is, when he gave the money, the Pshat is, even though he knew it was Zela, but like you thought, maybe Ula, like we'll see the Gemara later, maybe the field will stay by the Gazlan. And if the field will stay by the Gazlan, then I want to buy it off him. That's the way the customer had to think that maybe the field will really end up with me, so that's why I'm going to use it right now. But really, on the side, the field's taken away from you. I only gave the money, either you should watch it according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, I gave him a Teresa Matana. Now the Gemara says, oh my Rav said, you should know, what's the maskana, what's the halacha here, that yesh loy moyis, v'yesh loy shvach, that in a case where the Gazlan sells it to somebody else, and the person now puts profit, puts a shvach, puts like work into the field, and the field was taken away from him, so he has the right to collect from the Gazlan both the money, the worth of the karka and the shvach. V'yafal pishle pirish b'yas ha-shvach. Even though the Gazlan, the Moichah, did not speak out, the Farish, I'll pay you back for the Shvach, still we collect the Shvach. In other words, not like Shmuel, we're not afraid that it should look like Ribbis, because no, since you gave the money to Teresa Mecher, there's no Sforah, there's no Chsoron of Ribbis. Now, Hikibo Shenu Shaloi, let's say you realized it wasn't yours, V'lokcha, and you bought it, so Moyis Yeshloi, Shvach Ein Loi, you only get the money back and not the Shvach. And also, Achrayis Toyis Seifu. That, and there's another halacha here, that Achrayis is considered the Toyis Seifu. That we don't know like Shmuel, the Yoma, that Shibut Sarach Limlach. But rather we say, no, Achrayis is called the Toyis Seifu. Bein Bishtaravo, Bein Bishtori Mekachamemcha. Where there's a Shtaravo, a Shtar Mekachamemcha, in both cases, we hold Achrayis as Toyis Seifu. Now the second case before, the middle case, again, Hikrabo, Shein